Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Duncan, you love it. Duncan, the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Very good morning to everyone out there. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Go back and check out that Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. We welcome in one of our favorites right now, Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He joins. Hello, Ray. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good.
Has Ray Fittipaldo done Ray Fittipaldo mock draft like 4.0 yet? Where are you here?
1.0, and it came out, I think, at 5 a.m. this morning.
Breaking news. Big breaking news from the Fittipaldoville. Tell me who you have the Steelers taking, why, and where your draft meanders.
Well, for my first one, it was kind of an exercise where I thought, okay, it makes all the sense in the world if Joey Porter Jr. is the pick. The Steelers need a number one corner. They know him intimately. But for this exercise, it was like, okay, if Joey Porter is off the board at 17, what do the Steelers do? So I have them taking Lucas Van Ness, an Iowa defensive end, redshirt sophomore who is coming out early.
So no offensive lineman for you, Ray? I thought you would go offensive line knowing that you played offensive line.
I do, but I have an offensive lineman at number 49, and I also have an offensive lineman going in round four. So I gave them at number 49, I gave them the towering 6'8", 375-pound DeJuan Jones from Ohio State. And then in the fourth round, I gave them a developmental center from Michigan. His name is Oluwatimi. So he was very good at the Senior Bowl. Jones was good at the Senior Bowl before he got injured. I do have them doubling down on offensive linemen, just not until a couple of their later picks.
Ray, with the amount of mock drafts that we are gobbling down here in this room every single day, I have to ask, what led you to some of these selections, especially Van Ness in the first round? Because that's a name I haven't heard as much being mentioned as a first-round pick. Is it what you know to happen at the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, well, Van Ness is a redshirt sophomore, so he wasn't down there, but he's a guy who I think he would be available right now. He's also a guy that people are saying is going to test off the charts. And, you know, he's a guy, again, young. I don't think he turns 22 until the summer. There's just a lot of potential there. So he was productive in the time that he was at Iowa. But, there's a big projection with him. So that's kind of why he's a little bit more unknown now. And if you guys watch him, for me, maybe it's because of the Iowa uniforms or maybe because he wore number 91 in college, but he just reminds me of Aaron Smith. I mean, he's kind of long like that. He bull rushes guys. You know, as soon as he learns how to, pass rush a little bit more, I think he's going to be really good. And, you know, if you remember when the Steelers drafted Cam Hayward, they didn't wait until Aaron Smith was done. You know, they didn't wait until Brett Kiesel was done. I mean, Cam learned under those guys for a year or two, and then Cam took off and became Cam Hayward. So they could have a similar situation here. I think bringing in a young guy, you know, to learn from Cam, there's no one better to learn from. That's what I was kind of thinking there. Another one of my thoughts was they cannot let what happened to the offensive line happen to the defensive line. The offensive line aged out. They weren't prepared. They can't do that with a defensive line.
Dorn, I don't even need to look up this Van Ness to know the truest of true things during draft season. Van Ness is a white guy. All comps are ever white guy to white guy, black guy to black guy. Hey, Ray, Van Ness is a white guy, right? That's why you comped him to Aaron Smith.
No, if you watch him.
the truest thing in Draftville. Any white quarterback, man, he's like Ben Roethlisberger out there. Black quarterback.
Michael Vick.
He's Michael Vick.
Next Michael Vick. Maybe he'll play receiver. Maybe he'll just be an athlete.
Any comp, it always is like Blake Bortles. He's kind of like Ben Roethlisberger out there. Anyway, Ray, it is the truest thing you see in draft evaluations. You can't ever cross races in comps. Ever. Ever. I'm not saying you're guilty of that.
The next time I do it, I will come up with a cross comp.
I need it. Yes. I need that from you. I need it. Please. It'll put the draft analysis world on its ear. They won't know what to do. If you get like a white pass rusher, an inside guy, and you're like, he's like Cam Hayward, they'll be like, wait, you can't do that.
No.
You're not allowed to do that. Or a running back and be like, he's like Christian McCaffrey. It's a black guy.
Toby Gerhardt.
The only thing is, if I mock them a corner in the next draft, who am I going to do? Like Artem Arshuleta?
Seahorn is the guy. Yes.
Jason Seahorn. Yeah. There you go.
All right, continue, Crowley. I'm sorry.
I was going to ask the same thing actually, because I just Googled my man. Yep, totally white this guy. All right, moving on. Now that we put Ray in an awkward position, you said you don't want to see what happened to the offensive line happen to the defensive line, but by addressing the defensive line, aren't you just continuing with what happened to the offensive line? Still happening with the offensive line, right?
No, but I mean, Adam, they got three picks in the top 50, and they got five picks in the top 120. So there's going to be plenty of opportunities to get some offensive linemen. You know, listen, I'll be the first one to tell you, if Broderick Jones is available or if Peter Skoronski is available at number 17, I would do that in a heartbeat, and I would do that before Van Ness. Might even do that before Joey Porter Jr. I just don't think when you're looking at almost every draft, right, the top three or four quarterbacks are going to be off the board in the top 10 or top 15. And then you look at the edge guys, okay, the elite edge rushers are going to be gone. And then it's the elite left tackles who are going to be gone. So in most every draft, the top guys are gone by 17. It's a familiar story with the Steelers. They're always drafting middle or drafting late, and sometimes you just can't get those surefire guys when you're drafting at the point the Steelers are drafting.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Fan Hotline, presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Who's the backup quarterback for the Steelers next year, Ray?
Well, I think they would like it to be Mitch Trubisky, but I think, you know, we still got a month or so until the new league year begins. And I think you're going to see a lot of stuff happen here, you know, behind the scenes. I think Mitch and his agent will probably talk about whether they want to be here. I think the Steelers will be talking about, hey, do we want to have Mitch here for this number? And, you know, can they extend him? Can they do anything that will lessen that cap hit this year? So I think we've discussed this before. I think Mitch Trubisky is an excellent backup quarterback. Especially when you're backing up a guy who had some issues with concussions last season. The only issue for me is, do you want to pay a backup what they're paying them? I think it's a $10.6 million cap hit in 2023. I think ideally you want to get that down, but you know, there's a whole process that would have to be undertaken before that happens.
Ray, last week, Art II said that there's going to be different twists, there's going to be a different lay of the land this draft and how this process is going to lay out. In your opinion, who's going to be running this draft? Who's going to be the lead person that they're going to point to in the Steelers organization to figure out how to run this draft process now that Andy Weidel's here? Is it Andy? Is it Omar? Is it Mike T? Is it Art? Who is going to be the lead person to run this draft in 2023?
Well, Andy is evaluating and he is setting the board. So Andy is going to be the guy who is in charge of putting the grades on each prospect. But here's what you have to understand. It's not Andy's draft. Andy has to work with Mike Tomlin, and he has to get Mike Tomlin players that fits Mike Tomlin's system. So it's going to be different from what he was working with getting Sirianni players the last couple of years. It's a different defensive system, and it's a different offense. So, you know, that's a big part of it. I think that's why, you know, once they start going to pro days, I think you'll see Omar and Andy there, and they'll be talking with Mike, hey, which guy fits your system best? Is this guy – you know, how do we want to use this guy? Can this guy, is there value there, you know, for this guy? So that's a big part of it. But, you know, to answer your question simply, yes, Andy is the top evaluator. He's putting the grades on these guys, but there's a whole other process about finding the right fit. And that's where I think it becomes very important, you know, that relationship that Mike and Kevin had going on the road, getting along well. Andy and Mike have to develop that relationship. I've been told they're off to a great start. That's not going to be an issue. But, you know, I think that's one reason why Kevin and Mike were so successful for so many years. They worked very well in concert together. You know, I think that's going to have to happen between Andy and Omar and Mike as well as we get, you know, underway with this new regime.
Ray, what are the chances they stick at 17, 32, and 49?
It would depend on, you know, just their needs and what the value was at certain points of the draft. I'm kind of the opinion right now, listen, they need O-line, they need D-line, they need defensive backs. I kind of like having five picks in the top 120. But if there's a guy out there at 17, or they think they have to move up to 12, or they think they have to move up to 10 to get a guy that they think can turn their fortunes around or put them over the top, then maybe they would deal one of those picks or two of those picks to make that happen. I just think they have so many needs right now, guys, and they're equipped right now to fill those needs that I don't think moving up is a great possibility, but they could certainly do either. They can move up if they feel like there's value there, or they can move down and accumulate even more picks and, you know, maybe fill some needs, you know, in the second round as well.
From all the hard work you've put in so far, Ray, of all their positions of need, what do you think is the deepest position in the draft for one of those positions?
I've been told it's corners. This is a great year for corners. So let's say they don't get Joey Porter at 17. Let's say he's off the board. They can get that guy at 32. They can get that guy even at 49. I talked to Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network last week, and he told me the Steelers can get a starting caliber player who can contribute in year one at number 49. That's how deep this corner class is. So you might not get that prototypical outside corner, you know, in the second round. You know, those guys are likely to be off the board, but get a slot corner. You know, you can get like a hybrid guy, you know, a guy who can play in the slot and also play safety. I mean, there's all different kinds of shapes and sizes of defensive backs coming out in the draft now just because, you know, NFL teams have to be ready to defend, you know, a variety of different types of receivers, tight ends, and the whole deal. So, you know, fortunately for them, this is a very good corner group. It's a decent tackle group. It's actually a pretty good interior offensive line group as well. So that's kind of, you know, how the draft shapes up for them. Edge rushers also is very deep. They don't need a starter there. They just need a good backup. And it's also a very good tight end draft. Again, they don't need a starter, but depending on what happens with Gentry, they could use a backup as well.
We got Twitter. You got Twitter. Everybody loves Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Let you go on this note, Ray. Ask you one more question. Brian Flores, big loss, medium-sized loss, or they'll be able to absorb the loss of Brian Flores?
Well, from what the players were saying at the end of the season, he really helped them with their run defense. So I don't think it's going to be anything that sets the franchise back, but I hope the people on that defensive staff were taking notes. You go from 32nd in the league to 9th in the league with the help of Brian Flores. You know, hopefully they were paying attention, and whoever takes over for him, you know, could sort of pick up where he left off. But I'm happy for Brian. He's a good football coach. He was well-liked within that facility, and I think it was inevitable, right? You hire a guy of his caliber, you expect him to get a job, and that's exactly what happened.
Ray Fittipaldi's Super Bowl pick is who?
Chiefs 27, Eagles 24 in the upset.
There we are. Thank you, Ray. We'll chat next week.
All right, guys. See you.
There he is. Straight to business, Ray Fittipaldi. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Wednesdays with Whaley, 9 o'clock. Before we get to that, double dip in the city last night. Both teams in action came out victorious. We dive into that as we push through this 8 o'clock hour here on the Fan Morning Show.
So this weekend, my wife and I, we go out to dinner with some friends downtown. Nice little spot, right? We're having a good time. And as soon as they saw me, because these friends hadn't seen me in a little while, they go, wow, you really did lose some weight. That, and I sat there and I enjoyed what I wanted to enjoy at dinner. How does all of this come together? You're losing weight while eating what you want to eat. It's called Awaken 180, and I'm now in the maintenance phase. My weight loss phase went...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.